Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We're at the second hour mark, and we appreciate all of you being here. A Larry sighting in the first part of the show. Good afternoon, Larry.
Hey, what's up, Paul Feinbaum?
What's up?
What's up? Liza, hey, check it out, Fine Bomb. Let me tell you something, handsome joke. You're listening real good. I was going to harvest plaster for you, or harvest, do that stuff for you so you win. But I ain't harvesting that in boats no more. I was going to make sure you won, just like they cheated me last year. I was going to make sure you won.
You got cheated last year?
Yeah, you know you legend, in your boy. You know you did.
Who did you get cheated by?
You. Did some Havers ballasting, whatever that is. You know.
I don't come anywhere near the ballots.
Don't play that. You can get any.
Now I think we did have some mail-in ballots, and you know how corrupt those are.
Yes, dude. Hey, check it out, man. I heard Dale. And Dominic, you ought to learn to listen to that, man. I mean, really, you ought to learn a real, true jackass football fan is Daryl. I mean, that guy is sitting here talking about somebody whining, and damn, he just blew the biggest chance Georgia did of making history. But Alabama said, oh, just a minute, baby. Let me snatch him Georgia drawers down and spank that ass crimson. That's what we did and said, no three-peat for you. No three-peat for you. Ain't that right, Bum-Bum?
That's right, Larry.
That's right, Jack. So listen, Dominic, you learned a lot of this from Daryl, but you learned what a real jackass is. And you're going to be a fine young caller there, boy. You listen to old Larry from Chevy. I'll throw some things at you. You need a notebook and a pen out. Boop, boop, boop. Write down some of the stuff I say. And, hey, I ain't going to be here long now, everybody. I'm 75. Kick it on up there. You better write it down. But I'm pulling for you. And, Paul, I'm going to leave now and roll tide. Bye.
I-Man is up next.
Well, are you going to fax me a copy of that interpretation of that last call?
We're waiting for the interpreter. We still haven't gotten the second part of it yet.
You're going to need some bilingual people that can do some, you know. There's a lot going on right there.
I am an expert in Shelby Countyese. I used to live there, but I don't remember hearing anything like that.
No, it kind of got garbled there a little bit. And I tell you what, why is everybody wanting to give Dominique advice? Don't you find that kind of absurd?
I do. I don't know about you, Ironman, I found Susie's admonishment of him far more compelling than her apology.
You know, Paul, I mean, here's the problem with this show. It's not that you've been ESPNized. It's too damn polite.
You're right.
You're supposed to come over on this show and be disgruntled when you get through listening. You're supposed to be mad. This is where you come to insult the insulters. And if you happen to be good at it, you know, Paul ought to be a new rule. If you're going to call and apologize more than once a month, you got to take 6 months off. Because this ain't the apology room. This ain't Sunday school. This ain't church. I mean, this ain't at grandma's house. This is the Paul Feinbaum show, and this is where you come in here. You're supposed to talk. You're supposed to talk smack, and you're not supposed to come in here. Well, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Paul, will you take my part? I'm so sorry. I knew you were going there.
Oh, jeez. This is where Carly Simon, this is the show that Carly Simon wrote the song about. You're so damn vain.
You're right.
I mean, this show. I mean, this is where one is the loneliest number, and that's that caller on right now. I mean, I'm so sorry, Paul. I'm so sorry I stepped on your toes. Hell, I meant to step on your toes, and if you leave your damn hands on the table, I'm going to hit them with a hammer.
You know what I want to hear, man? I want to hear somebody apologize. I didn't mean to break your hand. I meant to break your nose.
Yeah, I did that slip. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
I mean, Paul, I mean.
Sorry seems to be the only word.
It does. And you know, it almost sounds like a Nielsen song, don't it? I mean, some of that New York heroin mixed in there, and this is coming from all over the country. And I'm telling you, this is just getting too polite for me. I mean, these people that would come here that are calling your show now, they will actually bring fried chicken and potato salad and baked beans and field peas and sweet tea and non-sweet tea. They'll actually show up with a whole bunch of that stuff and bring you to-go plates so you will have something real nice to take your food home in. This ain't the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to reach over there and just sweep your arm across the table and knock everything on the damn ground, flies included. This ain't the way it's supposed to be, people. You're supposed to come in here. I'm not supposed to talk about my team. I'm supposed to talk about your team. I'm supposed to talk about your call. I'm not supposed to encourage you.
You guys
never
talk about sports, man. How come you don't talk about sports?
This is my call. This is Caller Driven Show. I can talk about anything I want to talk about.
He didn't like the fact that we weren't talking about sports.
Yeah, I mean,
Wild Bill.
Sports accidentally curves in here, and is, I mean, the closest thing you're going to get to sports on here is the Alabama Criminal Tide coverage, because it's complete 24/7. The rest of it don't matter. I mean, you know, can't you see Nick Saban? I'm going to have to find a way to be funny. He ain't funny. He's put on some damn weight. His hair is looking
bad. Listen, he's going
to
be on game day, ain't I, man? He said it's going to be difficult to pick against the Tide.
Oh, yeah, it's difficult to pick. I mean, he's difficult in himself. The dude, the little fella is 5'6". He walks around with a damn oak tree on his shoulder for a chip, and he can't stand it. Wait till he gets on there, and they only let him say three words, and then they don't let him shake his hands left to right. But then somebody's going to say, oh, this is the goat. This is the goat. Hush, hush. He's talking. He's talking. Apologize to him. He's talking. War damn eagle, Paul Feinbaum. You have a good day.
Okay. Woo! I plan on it. Todd is up next.
Hey, thank you, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Pretty good show today.
Thank you.
I want to tell you about my neighbor. But before that, let me say this. Jim, you're a straight-up dumbass. And Johnny B poured a 55-gallon drum of ass whoop on your ass yesterday, and I appreciate it. And Darryl, if you'd have played Oklahoma instead of being scared like you was last year and you'd have accidentally beat Oklahoma, you might have been in the discussion. But the last nine times we played, I mean, you done 1-1. We done whooped your ass 8 out of the last 9 times. And, Paul, let me tell you this. My neighbor, I got a new neighbor. He pulled up there today. I was out there along the highway with my golf cart picking up trash. And he said he worked with you at the Birmingham News. His name is Mark Brown. Do you remember?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Well, tell Mark hello for me. It's been a while since I've seen him.
I sure will. And he was out there, and he paid pretty good money for this house across the road. And he's single. Nice guy, super nice guy,
yeah.
And he's from Ohio.
Be nice to him.
Well,
so anyway, that's just what I wanted to tell you. But
don't go over there and do what you normally do, and you know, beat up on people.
Sized him up. Now, Paul, I had to size up everybody in Shelby because I'm the damn mayor, but I'm the only mayor of any town that don't never get paid for it. But I had to size them up just in case I need to put them in check. But anyway, but do you have to
whoop up on everybody you meet, Todd?
No. I just look them up. You need to size them up and just know that you can whoop them if you have to, Paul. But anyway,
hey,
let me
Todd,
say this, Paul.
I'm looking for some security beef. You in the market for a side job?
Hell yeah, Paul. I guarantee you. You won't have to worry about nobody messing with you if you got me
That's what I'm looking for.
Hell yeah. But anyway, let me say this, Paul. Make America great again, Donald Trump. Roll damn tide, Paul. See you, buddy. Thank you.
That surprised me. We will take a break and come right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And welcome back. Rick is up next in Houston. Hello, Rick.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. So, first thing, props to Hayden for calling back in today. And props to you for offering to help the young man out with his internship. But you know, Paul, cut yourself some slack because you gave Jim an opportunity to exhibit all the things he preaches to us about, Christian virtues, love your neighbor as yourself, put someone else before yourself. And instead, Jim chose to make it all about himself and went out of his way to belittle the young man and make him uncomfortable and just absolutely did everything he could to turn that segment into a train wreck. But you know what? Johnny B, my brother, put a boot up his ass yesterday, and I feel kind of sorry for Jim because he had to start a GoFundMe for KY Jelly to help try to ease that thing out of it. And Paul, go Tigers!
Sean is up next in Texas. Hello, Sean.
Are you talking to me, Paul?
I am. Good afternoon.
Okay, no, I'm in Tennessee.
Okay, well, let me Sean is calling from Tennessee, Randy.
So
Tennessee and Texas were friends. I mean, they fought together. Yeah, Davy Crockett and all.
That's fine, yeah. Davy and all that. Do you consider Dan Wetzel, Ross Dellinger, and Pat Forty colleagues?
Yeah, I mean, they're all people that I have great respect for.
Really? Do you ever watch YouTube? I notice you on there sometimes.
I do not. Is anything in particular I should be watching on YouTube?
Yes, there is something in particular, and it's got me highly upset.
Okay, well, let's hear about it.
I've noticed one of the worst things a person can do is to purposely make fun of somebody's name, especially an athlete.
Okay.
You know, I know Nikolai Amaliava is a hard name to pronounce.
It is.
It is. They wasn't making fun of Nico or of Ioma Liava. They was calling him, all three of them. All three of them were calling him Chico, Chico and the Man.
Ooh, that was a good
Rico
show.
Rico Law.
Is that Freddie Prinze?
All three of them on a podcast.
So that was a Wetzel, Wetzel, 40, and Deli were all calling Nico Chico.
Not just Chico. They were calling him Rico Law. All this, just sitting there laughing about it.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. I have not been on that. I have not seen that show in a long time.
Yeah, I think that's pretty unprofessional, and I've noticed since they've done it, all three of them have been guests on your show, or are going to be. And I tell you what, Paul, let me catch Fat Man's Pretzel, Dan Wetzel,
okay,
here in Tennessee. Let me drag him down in front of Nico's dad and see if he gets his name right.
Okay.
That's not professionalism. I've never heard you do that. You've never called Kool-Aid and McKinstry need to Band-Aid McKinstry, Mr. Red Flavor McKinstry.
No, I usually call people by their actual name. That's kind of part of my job.
Right, and that's professional. But what they've done is unexcusable, and until they offer an apology, I don't want to see one of them on TV.
It's funny. It's not funny, but it's ironic that Wetzel is coming up here in about 5 minutes.
I know. I was hoping I'd get on when he was on there.
Well, you're welcome to talk to him.
I'm telling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to talk to him, because if he's got a problem with his mouth on how to enunciate things, maybe I can adjust it for him.
Well, Sean, I will certainly pass that along to Dan when he joins us here in a minute.
All right, should I hold?
Well, I don't know if he would want to talk to you, but I'll pass the message along.
Yeah, I don't think he would, Paul. But thank you for being a professional. And if I catch him out, you better go the other way.
Okay.
Thanks,
I'll make sure
Paul.
I tell Dan that, because I don't want Dan to get hurt in Tennessee. It's my home state. What do you think? You think Dan has anything to worry about? Do you think Dan ought to call Todd for some muscle?
Todd on his side.
Yeah, I think Todd. Jack is in Texas. The other guy was in Tennessee. Hello, Jack.
Yeah, this is Paul. I'm happy to call in and talk. I thought you're the main man that I think I would want to propose this. I think it would be a good idea, as we worry about NIL and everything else, to bring on an academic advisor,
okay,
from one of the SEC schools and see what they have to say about the transfer and the portal situation as it regards academics. Do classes transfer? Do they lose classes? Do they have to make up?
That's a good
classes?
Question. It really is a good idea, because these young people bouncing around the way they do, it has to be difficult to catch up.
And, well, I just like to know where they're at and how many of them truly graduate. Because you can take classes online and still be on the campus.
Right.
I don't understand that. I mean, I know I go back a long way, and I know I'm an old-timer. But, you know, I remember when every semester you would await grades.
Oh, sure.
To see if some of your better players were still going to be eligible.
Oh, no, I remember that well. I mean, I remember taking classes with a lot of players because I knew them because of what I did, and it's a very important deal. Well, thank you for that suggestion.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for a great show.
Thanks a lot. We're glad to hear that. Dog is up next. What do you got, Swamp?
Hello, Paul.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I was
out of the room. I just had to pick the phone up here real quick.
Yes, sir.
I was listening to you and I, man, a few minutes ago. I think the song y'all were trying to reach for was Uncle Albert by Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
We're So Sorry, Uncle Albert.
Uncle Albert.
Remember that?
That was 1971.
Uncle Albert. Yeah. I think that's where y'all was trying to reach to.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't know. I knew Randy knew it. I just didn't know how many other people out there were listening to one of the early hits of Paul McCartney's single career.
Yeah, Wings, I think, maybe.
Yep.
But, yeah. But what I wanted to call you about today was the obsession and fascination that everybody seems to have with Notre Dame.
Yes, sir.
Why in the world? I mean, they haven't won a championship since 1988, so who cares what happened to them in the new playoff? Who's worried about Notre Dame in the new playoff system? You know, they should be talking about Alabama or Georgia, who have won championships recently. What happens to them in the playoff? Not Notre Dame, my goodness. You know, I know the brand's big, but... You know,
well, it is a big brand, deal? and I in the conversation I had earlier with Dog and Mad Dog and Stephen A. I mean, Notre Dame used to be the biggest name in college football, but they're not anymore. I bet if you look at, I'm going to throw Colorado. Colorado is an outlier, but year in year out, Alabama has probably been the biggest name for the past 15 years because of Nick Saban. Georgia has moved into that realm, Ohio State, but Notre Dame it gets way too much credit for being a TV magnet because not that, I mean, I don't.
It is kind of like the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, but you know what? The Cowboys are legitimate draws. I mean, Notre Dame, yeah. Cowboys last won a title, in 95? Notre Dame and in 88. Hey, thanks so much for the call. We head to the break. Dan Wetzel, who has taken a few shots by our callers, will join us next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This is from Yahoo. NIL and transfer portal affect more college players are skipping the draft, and there is an explanation. That's why we found Dan Wetzel to explain. Dan, thanks for the time, as always. So what's going on here?
Well, it's interesting. We had a 7-year stretch of over 100 basically college juniors turning pro, declaring for the NFL draft early. It hit 135 in 2019. The average was 115 over 7 years. This year it's 58, pretty much halved, if not more, from the all-time high. Last year was 82. So we're seeing a trend of college, you know, juniors not declaring for the draft in pretty significant numbers, talking about 60, 70, 80 more guys that are sticking around. So obviously every situation is unique, but you look at it and you say, well, there's two things that have changed. One's the transfer portal. One is NIL. And you're obviously seeing a number of kids, particularly at Ohio State this year, but at other places who are pretty content staying at the college level, returning to their team, making some money, foregoing it. You're still going to see, you know, no one expects Caleb Williams or the top guys to do that. But you're certainly seeing guys in the middle rounds who are projected sticking around. The other would be the transfer portal. You know, look, if your coach leaves and you're going to come back for senior year, but now you're not sure about the new coach, maybe just turned pro in the past, now you go find some other situation that maybe you fit in better at. So really, really dramatic numbers that have changed in 2 years. We'll see how long it goes, but it's pretty jarring when such a reversal has happened.
Dan, I realize it's different everywhere, but what kind of money are these guys making that would lead them to stay rather than take a swing at the NFL?
Well, you know, these would be established kind of talents and stars. I mean, certainly it's in the six figures. It's not so much, like I said, it's not, hey, man, I'm Drake May. I'm going to be a top three pick, and I'm going to get $28 million guaranteed. Not really a college, presumably, that could hold that out. We did see like a Quinn Ewers return and things like that, probably be pretty good draft pick. But 21 of those 58 are kind of projected first rounders, maybe 25 even. So certainly at that high level, but if you're taking your shot at saying, should I be a third round pick? Could I be a fifth round pick? Last year, Michigan really focused on this. They created the One More Year Fund. And they were very specific. Our goal is to raise enough money to keep Blake Corum, Zach Zinter, Cornelius Johnson, some of their other key players that were kind of in that spot. Those guys obviously all returned, end up winning a national championship. So, you know, is it NFL money? No. But is it enough money where it's not zero versus taking my shot at making money? Is it enough that maybe – you're sitting there saying my family's okay, or I'm doing pretty well here, or I just think this is a fair deal. I don't know. Each decision would be different, but when you're talking half of what we had and as much as 40% of what, 40% of the high, obviously it's enough for these guys to say, hey, I'm going to stick around and try to win a national title or try to become an All-American or just finish my degree or whatever it is. It's great for college football.
Dan Wetzel from Yahoo. Dan, since you're here, I want to get your reaction to yesterday with the CFP. They finally put the stamp on what has been in the works for a long time. What did you glean from the way they have structured the 12-team playoff?
Well, I think at this stage, that's the, five automatic bids, seven at large is the proper format. Obviously, we had 6 and 6, but once the Pac-12, essentially dissolved, to have 6 automatic bids, then you're talking about 2 group of 5 teams getting automatic bids. I think we're probably better off we're certainly better off competitively with a 7th at-large team. So I think it was a good choice. I'm glad they finally got to it. Hopefully that's the kind of structure that we stick to going forward. It's great access for the group of 5 teams. They've got a chance. It's not too easy to get in from, your SEC or Big Ten or whatever. And those leagues are going to be more and more competitive, more games and things like that. So, obviously we thought they would get to this point. Everything in college football takes a little longer than you think. Glad we've at least got that for 2 years. The more worrisome is what's coming after that. I wish the people who led college football had made a deal X number of years ago that could have locked this in. We'll see what comes after 2 years. But I'm interested to see what are these 2 years going to be like? What works? What maybe doesn't? What could be improved on? What's perfect? That's what I'd kind of like to find out over these next 2 years before we really lock in something long-term after that.
Dan, we couldn't wait for a playoff, and we're not far from it, but it does seem like we're getting in. I'm not sure it's a dark hole, but there's a lot of confusion about what this thing is going to look like and how it's going to be shoehorned into weird nights of the week because of the NFL is simply laid claim to the prime time. Do you have any concern this thing is – I'm not saying it's going to be a bust, but it could be really awkward, couldn't it?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they lay it out. It's really that, I'm not excited about the season going all the way to January 20th next year. That's a long season, and the deeper you are into the NFL playoffs, the harder it is to kind of get oxygen and and all of that. I think, you know, real fans of the sport are gonna watch and all that. But is the season too long? Do they need to move the season up? Could they shorten it in any way? Could, you know, I don't expect any of that. But there needs to be maybe a bigger reform where we're playing more games in December and less in January. And we'll see how that calendar plays out long term. There will be some head-to-head NFL, particularly in December. You know, December Saturdays now, the NFL will put a game at 4:30 and 8. So there will be some matchup. Could you put your, you know, the only December games this year would be the first round. So could you put your, like, 12-5 game that maybe is not going to be your most competitive game up against the NFL and not really care what the ratings are or this or that? That's probably what they'll try to do. I guess we'll see. But I also think college football can stand on its own a little bit. I know the NFL, I know how popular it is. I know it's a juggernaut. I know it's hard, but college football and a playoff game, if it's the right matchup and the right teams, can most certainly have a, you know, be, you know, merit its own attention and merit its own ratings.
Dan Wetzel from Yahoo, always great to catch up with one of the truly most informed and entertaining people in the sport. We'll take a short break. More to come, more guests around the corner, and we're coming right back.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Good morning, Marty and McGee will join you, or you can join them at 7 a.m. right here. Logan is up next.
Hey, Paul. Hey, man. Yesterday's show was so good.
Thank you.
It was so great. Johnny B just beat, like we saying down here in South Alabama, he beat that ass. Jim got destroyed, man. That was, I've never seen, that was amazing. But, hey, I wanted to talk to you a little something. I think it might, some people might have missed that, but didn't you say Eli Gold is not coming back? As Alabama's play-by-play guy? That's, man, that sucks. I don't know. I mean, I grew up listening to him. And do you know if it was his decision or was it
Alabama's
decision?
Well, I can read you
decision?
A comment. He apparently gave an interview to Michael Casagrande at AL.com. So let me read this. He said, "The university has chosen not to bring me back. This is not with a capital N-O-T at all health related. I am very healthy. Everything is wonderful. I am healthy as a horse."
What are they doing, man? I mean, that's ridiculous. We just lost Saban. You're gonna let Eli Gold go. That's ridiculous, man. I don't know. That's insane. But hey, Paul, I wanted to ask you something about some clarification on the college football playoff.
Yes.
So if there is a Power Five Power Five gets in four spots automatically. And if there's a group of five, if they're ranked, let's say, I mean, it's probably unlikely that's going to happen, but if they're ranked like number, let's just say number 10 or 9, are they relegated to number 12 automatically in the playoff, or are they, no, would they get in?
I mean, they would show, I mean, if they are one of the top five conference champions in terms of a highly ranked, then they would simply fit in to wherever I think they would be ranked. So
That's what I would think,
yeah,
too.
You'd have the first four. Is that right? However you do that. I mean, I don't think it would be automatic. I mean, certainly they have a shot in. It's not a great shot, but Cincinnati a couple years ago would have gotten in.
Right. That's what I was thinking. I was
Liberty
thinking about Cincinnati
last year,
being ranked number
would
four.
Liberty have made it? I think they would have. They may have been close. I have to look at the
But what she was saying today was they would.
Well, I think a lot of people think this is a lifeline for the Pac-12. I mean, they are making money, but by no means are those two schools going to get in the playoffs. Thanks, Logan. Appreciate the call. Zach is up next. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Thank you.
I tried to get into you all day yesterday, man. I got a bone to pick with you, man.
Okay.
You said Jim is the best caller you've ever had. Now, he might be the most controversial caller you've ever had, but yesterday y'all were talking about different forms of assery, and I believe Jim is asthmatic. I think he's a dumbass, smartass, punkass, BS, anything you can think as. Not your best caller.
Well, Zach, that's certainly your opinion, and we appreciate it. We want everyone's opinion here on the program. Expired is up next.
Hey, I'm trying to get over that last call, but anyways, Paul, I'm really having a hard time again today, but I'm going to go ahead and say this, and I can't believe I'm saying this. I-Man made a great call today. I-Man, you made a great call today, talking about pretty well this sissy's Pacific Nation of America, okay, and apologizing for everything, okay? There's times that people may need to apologize, but let's just quit being soft, okay? Let's just quit being soft. Just like Dr. Bullfrog a while ago, or Bulldog, or what's his name? Bullfrog? Is it Dr. Bullfrog? Paul?
Yeah.
Dr. Bullfrog called in and was talking about worrying about these kids that are making quite a bit of money now, and worried about them playing too many games in the NCAA playoffs. Is that kind of where he was going with that?
I'm not really sure what Bulldog. I mean, Bulldog basically just wanted to let us know how many names he knew of the Georgia roster.
Well, you're exactly right. But let me tell you something, Bullfrog. Okay, these kids and these colleges that are going to play these 14, 15 games, I don't know if they're going to 16, I can't count that high, but they have sports nutrition staffs that are unbelievable, weight, strength, conditioning staffs are unbelievable. Half the games that they play in are blowouts, and they play one way. I mean, come on, guys. Quit being such sissies. These kids can play 14, 15 games. I mean, Michael Jordan, Cal Ripken, those guys played forever and ever. And ever, and yeah, they may have been a couple of years older, but strength conditioning and nutrition has come a long ways in the last 25, 30 years. So really, I get sick and tired of the softness of America. I mean, Jim ought to be happy, because this is what you're talking about, a soft caller, that'd be Jim. But anyways, I'm just telling you, Paul, these guys can play 15, 14 games. They're well taken care of in so many aspects that people don't even understand, even mentally. They have mental coaches and all kinds of stuff. So let these kids play football. Hopefully the NFL and the college football can figure out to try not to go against each other, because a football fan
that's not going to happen, because the NFL is just going to do whatever it wants to do.
Thanks for calling, Expired.
I mean, the days of the NFL caring about anyone other than the NFL have passed. Joshua is in Georgia. Hello, Joshua.
Hey, Paul. I just want to say that I don't care what nobody thinks. Georgia had a good season last year considering the way it ended. And I think college football community did get it wrong. I think that even though Alabama won against Georgia, I still think Georgia should have been in. They were better than them, even though they lost to them. A lot of people say no, but look at what Alabama done when they got to the college playoffs. And the 12-team format, I'm happy with it. I'm glad the way it's going. And that's really all I've got to say about that, other than to the Alabama fans, you got rolled in the playoffs.
Joshua, they went to overtime against the ultimate national champion.
Yes, sir, they did. Yes, sir, they did.
They did. That's not exactly getting rolled.
They went to overtime, but they went to overtime. And,
I'm vaguely familiar with the game.
Yeah, I know everybody's familiar with it, and it went to overtime, but in the end, Alabama lost.
Well, so Alabama, which beat Georgia for the SEC championship, shouldn't have gone ahead?
I don't think so, considering the way.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I don't know where you studied logic, but we obviously went to different schools.